This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back. Welcome in. Back to the Business on the Edge show with Margaret Jackson. If you're just tuning in, or if you were tuning in our first segment, had some technical difficulties here, so you were getting a little bit of last week's show, which was fantastic. So if you missed that with Yvonne Dotson, you can go out to our podcast on our Small Business Concierge.biz website and get the whole thing. But we are going to branch off. And now that we have our, sometimes live is live and you're going to get what you're going to get. And sometimes there's a technical snafu. So thank you for understanding that. So we're talking about, I want to talk about the challenges, one of the major challenges for nonprofits and small businesses. And I have to do a nonprofit cool tool show. I like doing cool tools, but I'm going to do something special for nonprofits because there's a lot of cool tools out there like Salesforce, nonprofit CRM. I love that. For small businesses. I love that for small businesses. And so I'm going to do something for you nonprofits out there because you guys are changing the community, supporting the communities, and really nonprofits are your heart, are community driven. So thank you for your efforts out there. So challenges. I deal with these small businesses and nonprofits, and they need access to capital. New businesses, startups, young nonprofits. And you set up your structures, you set up your businesses, and it's like, where do I get access to capital? And one of the first things that I hear are grants. So I need a grant. And you want to first look at what have you invested outside of setting up your structure into the business to get it off the ground, whether it's a for-profit or nonprofit. And nonprofit is not code for not profitable. Nonprofits can be extremely profitable, right? But getting those initial dollars can be a little elusive, can be a little bit challenging. And that's the same thing for for-profits, getting initial investments. Lenders are going to ask you for your last 2 years of taxes, and you don't have a last year 2 years of taxes because you are new to business. And even though maybe you formed your business last year and you're just now starting to engage and operate, so there's challenges. There's challenges to getting money and funding. And so I want to talk to you about a couple of different ways to kind of dig your heels in. Be relentless on how you might acquire different types of capital. Now, that could be lenders, traditional lender. That's tough. That's tough when you have no last 2 years of operations. So that wouldn't be my first choice. But if you are going to look at grants, there's this really interesting website that you should be able to, whatever state that you're in. So I know those iHeart Radio listeners and our streaming listeners from all over the world and all over the country, this is going to be helpful to you for those who are all over the country, is grantwatch.com. Grantwatch.com. Grantwatch.com is a really cool resource. Now, you'll have to pay something to really get into the weeds of the grant opportunities. And this website or this business was set up by someone who was a grant writer in New York City Department of Education. So she is now called the Queen of Grants, Libby Hykind, founder and CEO of GrantWatch.com. But you can get a lot of information off of this website if you just do a little digging before you pay for anything, right? And so, for example, Silicon Valley Bay Area, if you are not familiar with those names, we're in California. We're Californians. So you could go to California Grant Watch. If you're in Texas, you can go to Texas Grant Watch. If you're in New York, you can go to New York Grant Watch. If you are in the United States, you can go to usagrantwatch.com. So it's usa.grantwatch.com, california.grantwatch.com, texas.grantwatch.com, whatever state, Chicago or Illinois. Or maybe it's, actually I would do Chicago.grantwatch. Look it up and see if you can find your city in grantwatch.com. What I like about it is they have grants for nonprofits, grants for small businesses, grants for individuals that they have collected this robust database full of grants, federal grants, foundation grants, individual businesses and nonprofits, small businesses, nonprofits. And so what does that opportunity mean to you? I was talking to our editor-in-chief today. We were powwowing on a call, editor-in-chief for a Small Business Concierge digital magazine. And we were talking about the reluctancy, and maybe it's not reluctancy, maybe it's I just don't know, small businesses, nonprofits, young nonprofits, and young small businesses, that I don't do what I don't know to do, right? I don't know how to go deeper and get in the trenches. And so if 80% of small businesses are not going deeper with the resources that they have, they're going to have limited results. And let's say 20% of 100% out of that number, we got 80% not going as deep as they can, because we see small businesses will fall off, nonprofits will fall off. I'm too busy. I can't do it all. I'm not going to go to any training classes. I'm not going to learn anymore than what I want to learn, because I want to bring in the next opportunity or the next customer or the next. And that's just not the fullness of business, whether you're for-profit or nonprofit. You are going to have to learn and grow. And if 20% are going deeper and taking that deep dive, obviously they're going to have that higher result, 20% of those highest results. And getting to a place that we like to call the tipping point. When you get to a tipping point in your business, you can feel it. It is like all this synergy and energy around you. It's so exciting and it's scary at the same time. It's like, oh my gosh, the tipping point. And so it takes time to get to that place. And Grant Watch, for those that are looking for opportunities, this is a really great tool. So I'm going to go to our California Grant Watch page. And so when I go to this page, and you're going to find this on every one of their pages, you're going to find it on every USA, Texas, what have you. We have grants for, and they've got this nice long list of the types of grants that you can search from aging and seniors, BIPOC, business, capital funding, disaster relief, health and Medicare, higher education, homeless, housing, in-kind support, preschool, pets, and animal, wildlife, you name it. It's really a comprehensive, well, almost enough on here to make you feel like it's comprehensive, faith-based, and sometimes we see a lot of faith-based missing out on grants because it's faith-based. That's the reality. We see more grants with the faith-based communities these days. And part of the reason for those that are faith-based nonprofits out there that happen to listen in here on Business on the Edge, KDOW, is that you have to be careful on, if you want to obtain grants, the best thing is to, what programs are you offering to the community that can be identified that's separate from the religious activities, right? So funders are reluctant or can't fund religious activities, but they can fund programs that benefit the communities, even if they're offered by faith-based organizations. So you have to really understand the why behind you not being able to get maybe some of that funding. I got to go to a commercial break more when we come back. AM 1220 KDOW, Business on the Edge. We are Bay Area's business and finance leader.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back to Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. We are live, Silicon Valley, Bay Area, iHeartRadio. You champions out there, you power entrepreneurs, just crush it. Go out there and crush it and make a big, huge ding on the universe. Steve Jobs says, I want to make a ding on the universe. I think he did a little bit more than making a ding on the universe. You matter, and you should go out there and just crush it. Why not? Someone is going to do it, and it might as well be you. Be you. So I'm talking to those young nonprofits and those young small business startups. You're less than 2 years in business. I feel like you're floundering a little bit and you're not sure where the capital is going to come from. Maybe you don't have a extensive credit history. Maybe you're a young person who's starting a business, and so there's not a lot there to pull from, and then you're a nonprofit that's young and you just really want to help and support your community. So Grant Watch, and I'm looking at the California Grant Watch along with the United States USA.GrantWatch. And the resources that's on here, this is not the finish line. This is a great place to start to kind of look at funding that you might be able to get your hands on. And like I said, if you're just tuning in the first segment, or the last segment rather, I talked about they have a pricing structure and they have this $18 week. It could be weekly. They have annual, weekly, quarterly, monthly. And just to kind of, this is what I would tell you, is go out and just kind of check things out. Do a survey of the site. See if there's anything interesting. Okay, they have over 1,100 grant applications in their database, accepting applications. And so that's interesting. for in their database. They got grants for nonprofits, 5,785 out there. This is on the USA.GrantWatch, so this could be anywhere in the United States, right? Over 1,700 grants for individuals currently accepting grant applications. Says, Coach, why would I look at individuals? Because there might be something applicable for you that you might be able to gain access to, and you may be able to use it within your business. Not sure. I don't know what those 1,700 grants are. I'm a grant writer, by the way. That's one of my sweet spots, is grant writing. And for the Small Business Development Center, NorCal SBDC, that I'm a regional advisor to the NorCal SBDC network, along with being an advisor for four other of their SBDCs within the network, that's one of my sweet spots. Grant writing, procurement, responding to requests for proposals and information and quotes and all of that good stuff. I've been doing grants since college. And I mentioned that my birthday's coming up in about a week. And so I will be a whopping, we got to go to a commercial break. When I come back, maybe I'll remember to share that information, but depth in helping to get clients awarded grants. You listen to Margaret Jackson on AM 1220 KDOW. Business on the Edge. We are Bay Area's business and finance leader. We'll be right back.
Get ready. Business on the Edge is taking you out of the studio walls with the Small Business Concierge magazine. You've been waiting, looking for it. Now it's here. Business expert contributors, small business concierge, STEAM, local events, YE 2.0, the young entrepreneur, women in business centerfold, small business science lab, bridging the gap, the bottom line. Now here's Silicon Valley's number one business radio personality, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome to the Small Business Concierge segment of the show. What is up at Small Business Concierge? Before we get back to how you should be thinking about getting opportunities in the grant space, we'll get back to that in a moment. Small Business Concierge, we're doing awesome. I love it. If you have not gone out to our website, we've done a little bit of a facelift, so go check that out. I'd love to hear from you on that. Smallbusinessconcierge.biz. We are excited about our Small Business Fitness Center, which is in our member portal, that small businesses, nonprofits, existing scaling businesses, small businesses can get fit, grow, develop, get access to grant readiness, coaching, and all of that good stuff. And also, we've got our new magazine out, so if you have not checked that out on issue.com or our website, you can see it there. We got a widget out there for you to check out our new magazine. We are getting ready to prep for the next magazine. So if you are interested in being a contributor in our Small Business Magazine, that you are a small business thought leader, professional, and you have information or you understand how to deliver information that can help small business, or, you know, small businesses, they're not just doing small business as entrepreneurs, but their whole world, their personal world, connects to what they're doing. So we want to make sure that we give some balance in their world. So if you think you have something to say, then email me at ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz. We got categories like the Small Business Science Lab, the Bottom Line, Women in Business, YE 2.0, which is Young Entrepreneurs. What would you tell a young entrepreneur? What kind of advice, what kind of resources you might have for them? Interesting. Bridging the gap. What is bridging the gap? Bridging the gap is really an area of the magazine where we can have hard to talk about topics. as they relate to business, not just having conversations about difficult topics that are buzzing around our nation. For example, the abortion laws, right? How does that impact business, workplaces? Hard to talk about conversations. And we should have conversations about how to talk about conversations as they relate to business and your professional world and workplace, gun control and gun violence that we're seeing. And we do that because we want a safe space for those topics. Religion, maybe minority issues or SETI issues, socially economic disadvantaged businesses, LGBTQ. These are spaces that, as they relate to workplace, business, that's where we're going to have those conversations to hopefully bridge some gaps and help people do business better together, whatever the situation is, right? And so it gets interesting in terms of that. But there's a lot of good stuff in our magazine, and we're trying to support small businesses to get their businesses recognized around the world. So check out our Small Business Concierge website, smallbusinessconcierge.biz. You'll be able to get a hold of that magazine and some of our previous publications there as well. Our radio show, if you've missed any, it is worth going back and checking out some of the magazines that we put out there. So again, the magazine, Small Business Science Lab, Young Entrepreneurs 2.0, STEAM. Well, I don't want to forget STEAM, right? Science, Technology, Engineering, Arts, Mathematics, Women in Small Business, Bridging the Gap, the bottom line. So check it out. And if you want to go deeper with us, check out our member plans. Magazine feature stories are out there, so you can click on that and see some of our feature stories, contributor guidelines, coaching. We're just here to boost you up and help you make that big fat ding on the universe. So anyway, check out what we're doing. Nice looking magazine. We have given it a facelift as well. So let's go back to Grant Watch. Grant Watch, I was hoping to talk a little bit about angel investors as well for small businesses, startups. And I might get to a little bit of that, like askforfunding.com. But I want you to take a deep dive in Grant Watch and see if you can find something out there that may pique your interest. And it's worth the $18. And if you spend $18 for 1 week on Grant Watch, I think you can get a pretty good perspective on how you might be able to use it to leverage and get connected to grants out there. If not, you've only spent $18 for that week. They, of course, have other subscriptions, but find out what works for you to get your a round of funding, get a round of grants. You may not get, and let me just say this, you may not, which is likely, that you won't get all your money in one shot. So you need $500,000, $250,000, $100,000. It may come in bits and pieces, and be okay with that. Let it stack up so you can do and achieve and implement the things that you want to implement in your business. So again, you can go out to usa.grantwatch.com. Or you can look up your city and see if there's a page for your city. And all of the major cities would probably be out there. I haven't checked, but it's worth a look. So they have grant news out there, media resources, the pricing plans, list of grants, search for grants, 990 finder, locations, all of that good stuff. Got to go to a commercial break. You're listening to Margaret Jackson on AM 1220 KDOW, Barry's business and finance leader.
For more information on the Small Business Concierge magazine or to invite Margaret Jackson to speak, go to smallbusinessconcierge.biz. That's smallbusinessconcierge.biz.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back. Welcome in. We are at the bottom of our hour, and we're going to wrap up with Grant Watch. I've talked about Grant Watch the whole show, and that's okay because I really want you to get the opportunities that are out there. And let me just say this about grants. They're hard to win. If you do 10 grants and you didn't win anything, welcome to the club. That's the way it is. You have to be consistent in applying. You have to be relentless, diligent, learn from your mistakes, find out why maybe you didn't get awarded. Sometimes you can get that information, ask, do a grant pipeline, develop a grant pipeline so you can track what's going on. If you want more information on how to do that, email me at ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz. Learn from my expertise. Connect, not just listening in on the show, but if you want to go deeper, email me at ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz. I can help you do that. I want you to go deeper. Some of the other grants out there that's really great, they have entrepreneurs and startup grants. Is there a grant out here that will fit you in entrepreneurs and startups? I don't know. You're going to have to read it and find out. They got small business grants and so much more. And so I clicked on the entrepreneurs. And one of them that I really like, well, the entrepreneurs grant, the geographic focus is on Alabama, Alaska, Arizona, Arkansas, California, Colorado, Connecticut, Delaware, Florida, Georgia, Hawaii, Idaho, Illinois, Indiana. You get the gist, just basically the entire United States, but also international spots, Guam, USA, Puerto Rico, America, Samoa, North Mariana Islands, Virgin Islands, USA. So Canada, places that, so check out what may be out there for you. And this is, the deadline for this is ongoing, so there's no deadline. So you're going to find grants out there that don't have a deadline and that you could, would $18 would be worth just kind of taking a look at that. And this happens to be, this one specifically is grants to USA Black women to increase diversity and entrepreneurship. So I think that's very interesting. Okay. But looking at entrepreneurship and startups, there's a load of opportunities throughout the, not just the United States, but abroad in places that have the USA base opportunities, right? So check it out, do a little research, get your skin in the game, and go deeper. Be part of the 20% that have the higher results. Don't fall off, don't get frustrated. What they're saying here on USA.GrantWatch, 63 United States entrepreneurs and startup grants. So there's 63 out there that you could potentially compete on. So connect with us and we can help you kind of traffic through. I'd love to talk to you more about, and we'll do this maybe on another show, is talk about angel investors, talking about, but I do want to give you this website. I want you to kind of go out. Here's your homework for this weekend. AskForFunding.com. They specifically, these angel investors specifically look at funding startups. So that they're funding, you can raise anywhere from $25,000 to $1 million. That's interesting. The average angel investor investment size is $250,000. So that gets to be very interesting. But just to go back to the top of the show, talking about, and if you're just tuning in, our first segment was, we had a little snafu, so if you listened in, you know we talked about health and wellness. But our second episode at the top of that, in terms of talking about grants, funding, access to capital for nonprofits and small businesses, early stages, make sure that you're putting your skin in the game. Make sure that you're investing make sure that you're building relationships with these organizations that you, the best you can, your elected officials, what's going on locally. That's why I wanted to talk about Grant Watch. What's going on locally in your state? What's getting you to your cities, counties, and state agencies that are providing opportunities for you to apply for resources? And just know that it's a process. Don't expect to win out of the box. And make sure that you're grant ready. If you are not grant ready, do not apply. What does that mean, coach? Email me at ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz, and I will share that with you so we can help you become grant ready. We have a grant readiness subscription that we will work with you. You have to use the subscription, so we teach you and train you so you become grant ready. Why? To do what? To compete vigorously. Can't guarantee wins, but we can guarantee that you will be in the Olympics of grants so you can have a better opportunity to win, right? So a lot going on there. Have a great weekend. Be good to someone out there. You're listening to Margaret Jackson on AM 1220 KDOW, Business on the Edge. We are Bay Area's business and finance leader.